Chapter 22. 1835. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 the Colosseum. Type of the antique Rome. Rich reliquary of lofty contemplation left to time by buried centuries of pomp and power. At length after, so many days of weary pilgrimage and burning thirst, thirst for the springs of lore, that in thee lie, I kneel, an altered and an humble man, amid thy shadows, and so drink within my very soul thy grandeur, gloom, and glory, vastness, and age, and memories of eld, silence, and desolation, and dim night. I feel ye now, I feel ye in your strength, those spells more sure than ever Jud and King taught in the gardens of Gethsemane. O charms more potent than the rapture ever drew down from out the quiet stars. Here, where a hero fell, a column falls. Here, where the mimic eagle glared in gold, a midnight vigil holds the swarthy bat. Here, where the dames of Rome their gilded hair waved to the wind, now wave the reed and thistle. Here, where on golden throne the monarch lolled, glides, specter-like, unto his marble home, lit by the one light of the horned moon, the swift and silent lizard of the stones. But stay! These walls, these ivy-clad arcades, these moldering plinths, these sad and blackened shafts, these vague entablatures, this crumbling frieze, these shattered cornices, this wreck, this ruin, these stones, alas! These gray stones, are they all of the famed, and the colossal left by the corrosive hours to fate and me? Not all the echoes answer me, at all. Prophetic sounds and loud, arise forever from us, and from all ruin, unto the wise, as melody from Memnon to the sun. We rule the hearts of mightiest men, we rule with a despotic sway all giant minds. We are not impotent, we pallid stones. Not all our power is gone, not all our fame, not all the magic of our high renown, not all the wonder that encircles us, not all the mysteries that in us lie, not all the memories that hang upon and cling around about us as a garment, clothing us in a robe of more than glory. 1833. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 the haunted palace. In the greenest of our valleys by good angels tenanted, once a fair and stately palace, radiant palace, reared its head. In the monarch thought's dominion it stood there. Never seraph spread a pinion over fabric half so fair. Banners yellow, glorious, golden, on its roof, did float and flow, this all this was in the olden time long ago. And every gentle air that dallied, in that sweet day, along the ramparts plumed and pallid, a winged odor went away. Wanderers in that happy valley, through two luminous windows, saw spirits moving musically, to a lute's well-tuned law, round about a throne where, sitting, Porphyrogen, in state his glory well-befitting, the ruler of the realm was seen. And all with pearl and ruby glowing was the fair palace door, through which came flowing, 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 and sparkling evermore, a troop of echoes, whose sweet duty was but to sing, in voices of surpassing beauty, the wit and wisdom of their king. But evil things, in robes of sorrow, assailed the monarch's high estate. Ah, let us mourn! For never sorrow shall dawn upon him desolate. And round about his home the glory, that blushed and bloomed, is but a dim remembered story of the old time entombed. And travelers, now, within that valley, through the red-litten windows see vast forms, that move fantastically to a discordant melody, while, lie a ghastly rapid river, through the pale door a hideous throng rush out forever, and laugh but smile no more. 1838. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 the conqueror worm. Lo! Tis a gala night within the lonesome latter years. An angel throng, boonched, bedight in veils, and drowned in tears, sit in a theater, to see a play of hopes and fears, while the orchestra breathes fitfully the music of the spheres. Mimes, in the form of God on high, mutter and mumble low, and hither and thither fly mere puppets they, who come and go at bidding of vast formless things, that shift the scenery to and fro, flapping from out their condor wings invisible woe. that mugly drama, oh, be sure it shall not be forgot. With its phantom chased forevermore by a crowd that sees it not, through a circle that ever returneth into the self-same spot, and much of madness, and more of sin, and horror the soul of the plot. But see, amid the mimic rout a crawling shape intrude, a blood-red thing that drives from out the scenic solitude. It drives, with mortal pangs the mimes become its food, and the angels sob but vermin fangs in human gore imbued. Out, out are the lights out all, and, over each quivering form, the curtain, a funeral pall, comes down with the rush of a storm, and the angels, all pallid and wan, uprising, unveiling, affirm that the play is the tragedy, man, and its hero the conqueror worm. 1838. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 silence. There are some qualities, some incorporate things, that have a double life, which thus is made a type of that twin entity which springs from matter and light, evinced in solid and shade. There is a twofold silence, sea and shore, body and soul. One dwells in lonely places, newly with Crasso Ergrin. Some solemn graces, some human memories and tearful lore, render him terrorless. His name's O'More. He is the corporate silence. Dread him not. No power hath he of evil in himself. But should some urgent fate, untimely lot, bring thee to meet his shadow, nameless elf, that haunteth the lone regions, where hath trod no foot of man, commend thyself to God. 1840. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 dreamland, by a route obscure and lonely, haunted by ill angels only, where an Eidolon, named Night, on a black throne reigns upright. I have reached these lands, but newly from an ultimate dim thule, from a wild weird clime that leaf, sublime, out of space, out of time. Bottomless vales and boundless floods, and chasms, and caves, and Titian woods, with forms that no man can discover for the dews that drip all over, mountains toppling evermore into seas without a shore, seas that restlessly aspire, surging, unto skies of fire, lakes that endlessly outspread their lone waters lone and dead, their still waters still, and chilly with the snows of the lolling lily. By the lakes, that thus outspread their lone waters, lone and dead, their sad waters, sad and chilly with the snows of the lolling lily, by the mountains near the river murmuring lowly, murmuring ever, by the gray woods, by the swamp where the toad and the newt encamp, by the dismal tarns and pools where dwell the ghouls, by each spot the most unholy in each nook most melancholy, there the traveler meets aghast sheeted memories of the past shrouded forms, that start and sigh as they pass the wanderer by white-robed forms of friends long given, in agony, to the earth and heaven. For the heart whose woes are legion is a peaceful, soothing region for the spirit, that walks in shadow tis oh tis an Eldorado. But the traveler, traveling through it, may not dare not openly view it. Never its mysteries are exposed to the weak human eye unclosed. So wills its king, who hath forbid the uplifting of the fringed lid. And thus the sad soul, that here passes beholds it, but through darkened glasses. By a route obscure and lonely, haunted by ill angels only, where an Eidolon, named Night, on a black throne reigns upright, I have wandered home, but newly from this ultimate dim thule. 1844. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 hymn, at morn, at noon, at twilight, dim Maria. Thou hast heard my hymn. In joy and woe, in good and ill, Mother of God, be with me still. When the hours flew brightly by, and not a cloud obscured the sky, my soul, lest it should truant be, thy grace did guide to thine and thee. Now, when storms of fate o'ercast darkly my present and my past, let my future radiant shine with sweet hopes of thee and thine. 1835. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 to Zant, fair isle, that from the fairest of all flowers, thy gentlest of all gentle names, dost take how many memories of what radiant hours at sight of thee, and thine at once awake, how many scenes of what departed bliss. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.